STL is Y98 in the Brent Mega Show on Y98.
All right, happy Monday. How was everyone's weekend? How was your weekend, Hannah?
It was good. You guys will not believe this. I was at a sporting event all day yesterday from 10 a.m. to like 6 at night. I was watching sports.
Why?
Really? Yeah.
I was watching my niece play lacrosse, and I was at a tournament at McKendree University all day. I still don't know anything what happened, but I clapped when they would get goals, and yeah, it was fun.
At first I was like, were you paid to be there? But no, that seems legit. Like, you supported a family member, and there's other ways to support family members. So no, you were legit at a sporting event.
Mm-hmm. I got tan lines on my back.
Okay, that's a thing, I guess.
Was that like, or were you like trying to like give us proof that you were there?
Well, yeah, and also like...
That's an accomplishment for her.
Like, I was like,
she's like, I was productive as well.
Yeah.
How about your weekend, Kevin?
My week was pretty uneventful. Sarah had a winery trip on Saturday. With Kennedy working, I actually got to hang out with my son, who is now into YouTube and making a YouTube channel.
Are you featured in it, or what? Are you just executive producer, or
no,
what?
No, but he is like a junior AB. I mean, it's crazy the amount of work and taking music. It's weird, because what he does is he just kind of, you know, he'll go downstairs, get on his little Casio, hit a button, and go, okay, now guess what song that is, and people will guess, and he's people are going to his channel.
Really?
I gotta check this out.
We got a big YouTuber. You can make money off of him.
Musical Theory 101 at Musical Theory 101.
Look at the plug.
I'm plugging it because, like, for some reason, he says, he gets, hey man, if I get more followers, then I can make money, and if you can make money, you make money from me.
Probably gonna make more than you. How about your weekend, AB?
It was good. Yesterday, I went to this event at a jet hangar.
Oh, yeah. What was that? I saw that in your Insta story.
It was for my best friend Elizabeth. Her boyfriend owns RP Exotics. And so it was just like one of his events that I went to. I don't really know like what it was for, what was going on, but it was cool.
Wow.
So what's it? Was there food?
There was food. We were watching whatever race was going on on the TV.
Like, you have no idea at all.
So basically this weekend, AV and I were at events, so we didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
There was food and good weather.
One of the cars there was built for the zombie apocalypse, and so the door handles are tasers. It sprays mace outside of the car. There's gas masks in there.
Shut up.
What?
It was crazy.
That's what they built it for?
Man, oh man.
That's literally what they said.
It's
I
terrifying.
Just don't get the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Seriously.
What about you, Alex? How was your weekend?
You know, it was great. I did I've done weddings as an officiant, as a guest. I've been in the weddings. I've emceed weddings. This was our first wedding as the wedding band. Pat and Christy Walker.
Hey.
And it was her 40th birthday as well. So it was a birthday party wedding mix. It was a great time.
We had perfect weather for our fall day. We went to a pumpkin patch, drank some fall in a cup. My son, who's 3, got to carve his first pumpkin. And now it's sitting in front of our house. We light it for our after dinner walk. And he literally goes, I used to never say I could be able to say I carved a pumpkin. Now I can't. I've carved a pumpkin.
So
it was legit. It was awesome. So let's get the Monday started.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay. Let's hear it.
All right, this good news story is kind of crazy. It is, the people are saying it's 100% chance it becomes a movie, because back in 1999, this guy in Brazil was shot dead at a bar over a $30 debt. And the killer was like put behind bars, but then got released pretty quickly and then like disappeared. And so his daughter, who was 10 at the time, vowed to avenge his death. She became a lawyer, then afterwards became a homicide cop. And 25 years after her dad's death, she searched everywhere as a homicide cop, found this guy, and brought him into the station, put him behind bars.
Wow.
How about it?
That is a full circle moment.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And that's
like
how you do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. She became a cop. Like, I will finally become a cop, and I will search high and low to find out who killed my father.
And do it legally.
And do it legally.
Because in the movie, I'm sure there's a little stuff that's not legal.
Yeah, that's for sure. But what a crazy story and way to avenge your father's death. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right, poll today on the Brent Mega Show. This is a recent poll. When they asked, when you make a credit card purchase and offer the space to sign, what do you typically do?
I actually do my full signature.
You do the signature?
Yes. And I never really understand why people either don't or they'll do like a squiggly line. Like, are you actually in that big of a rush or what's going on?
70% of people agree with you, Hannah. They actually sign out their signature.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I do too.
You sign it out?
I don't try to do like a fancy thing and it never looks right, but you still do it because that's your signature.
I'm in that big of a rush. I used to be a signature person.
Oh, I've
never once have I ever signed my full name on a
credit card. I just squiggle it, man.
That's so pick me of you guys, honestly.
Why?
Why? What, yeah. What, where's
like,
the signature?
You're not
now?
Like a doctor writing a script. Like,
right.
You have time to do a BM or an AR or write out your name.
But who cares? I just do an A and a squiggle.
Yeah, and a squiggle.
No one will ever look at it.
I don't even think Brett does an initial. He definitely just like...
I just squiggle the line.
Sometimes I just do a dot.
Yeah.
At least they don't want your autograph, Hannah.
Yeah, everybody wants my autograph.
I think it's more pick me that you actually signed it.
100%.
Yeah, it's actually more like, I need to have my signature and my name.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah,
sorry, I'm just a doodler.
Just so you know, though, 70% of people said they actually signed their name.
I
only 19% of people said they scribble. Yeah.
Pick me.
Yeah. No.
I don't think so.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Kevin's still trying to figure out the buttons.
He's doing his signature.
Try again.
Are we ready?
No, still not working.
Okay, one more time.
There you go.
The polls are open.
Sorry.
Did we say this is an award-winning show before? We did win an award. What award did we win?
I don't even remember. They probably took it back.
Yeah, it was like the Missouri Broadcast Award.
We had to sign for it, but they couldn't read your signature.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know who it went to.
All right, we're looking for someone fun that wants to be part of this chaos. You want to play Hannah's Homeschool. 314-531-9898 if you want to play Hannah's Homeschool. All right, Michelle, are you down to play Hannah and Hannah's Homeschool?
Yes, I am.
Have you played before?
Yes.
How'd you do?
I got schooled.
That's okay. Revenge. This is a revenge game, all right?
It is, definitely.
All right, Hannah, leave the room so we can help Michelle. So we can ask her questions. So I'm going to ask Hannah and Michelle the same five questions. When Hannah leaves, she can't hear the questions or all the help we'll give Michelle. And we'll see if you can get more right, okay, Michelle?
Awesome. Yes, Rock.
All right. Which Jonas Brother had to run off stage because a laser was pointed at him?
Oh, God. What is his name?
Just pick one of the Jonas Brothers. Nick, Joe, or Kevin, who one remembers.
Nick.
Okay. That's correct. Which character does Kristen Bell play in Frozen?
The little frosty guy.
You mean Olaf the Snowman?
Olaf.
You love Olaf the Frosty guy, all right. The NFL just announced a 2028 Super Bowl will be at what city?
Ooh, I don't know that one. Atlantic.
Atlantic City? Okay. Technically, it's Atlanta. Sorry, AB is the nicest person ever. Are we going to count Atlantic City for Atlanta?
I guess. Just
we're
going to
count it. Atlantic City. All right. The executive producer of the halftime show just extended their partnership with the NFL. Who is the executive producer of the halftime show of the Super Bowl?
Oh, God. Is it Nick?
Nick.
Nick.
Like Nick Cannon or just a random guy named Nick?
Nick Cannon.
Oh, okay. It's not Nick Cannon. And then you tell me, which slogan is this? The original. If your grandfather hadn't worn it, you probably wouldn't exist.
I have no clue.
All right. It's Old Spice. We're going to see how Hannah does and see if she can get more than, I think, or 2 out of 5. We got 2 out of 5 correct, and Atlantic City was one of them. We'll see how Hannah does.
Hannah's Homeschool. Hannah's Homeschool.
Welcome back into the room. Hannah's Homeschool is in full swing right now with our good friend Michelle, who is always so much fun. Michelle was a blast to play. I just got done asking her 5 pop culture questions. Hannah, I'm going to ask you the same ones. You got to get at least 2 out of 5.
Okay, I can do that.
All right. Michelle, how did you feel you did or they were?
They were not that great.
She didn't do that great, and neither were the questions that I asked. Which Jonas Brother had to run off stage because a laser was pointed at him?
Nick.
It was Nick Jonas. Michelle got that one correct. Which character does Kristen Bell play in Frozen? Kristen Bell is one of the biggest shows on Netflix right now. What character does she play in Frozen?
She's either Anna or Elsa.
Or Frosty Guy.
Sven? No, that's the deer. Anna.
She is Anna.
Oh,
that's correct.
The kids in their car right now are, ah! screaming.
The NFL just announced the 2028 Super Bowl will be where?
Atlanta.
Atlanta, correct.
Uh-huh. Shout out the Burt Show. That's why I know that.
And Atlantic City also would have counted as well if you would have said Atlantic City.
Nope.
The executive producer of the halftime show extended their partnership. Who is the executive producer of the Super Bowl halftime show?
Jay-Z.
It is Jay-Z.
What the hell, guys? Let's just stop and realize that I've gotten two sports questions right.
I mean, the halftime show is kind of a sports question, right. But yeah, that's
good. That is sports.
All right, you're 4 for 4. See if you can go all 5. This slogan is for which brand? The original. If your grandfather hadn't worn it, you wouldn't exist.
Trojan?
Why do you always go to condom brands? You think I'm just going to throw a condom brand?
I would have thought the same thing.
Guys,
well, that makes a lot of sense.
No, it's the opposite. If your grandfather hadn't worn it, if you wore a condom, we wouldn't exist. He probably would. If he hadn't worn it, so it means we're wearing it. Condoms do the opposite. There's your health class for the morning. Just so everyone knows how condoms work.
I don't know. Deodorant?
Yes, deodorant. You were actually there.
Really?
It's Old Spice. Old Spice. Yes, which is what Kevin and I were wearing. Remember, you were asking us what we were wearing?
Oh, that's right.
So there, the Old Spice just gets everybody turned on. And now
Same thing.
And now you learn how health class works.
Yeah.
4.5 out of 5, I guess.
Yay!
Michelle, you got to say this. Michelle and I got schooled by Hannah.
I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, over the next course of the next 2 minutes on the Brett Mega Show, we will cover all the trending stories. I'm going to read off some headlines, and Hannah either tells me keep it moving, keep scrolling past that headline, or she'll say stop down, get some more details, click on that link. First headline is your kid's Halloween candy might have less chocolate in it this year.
Why?
Chocolate prices are so high that companies are now pushing, like if they have like a variety bag, like a couple of pieces of Hershey's, and then a lot more like gummy candies and fruity candies because chocolate prices are so high.
It was already hard enough to scounge a Kit Kat bar, so it's going to be like impossible
to
see.
Be rough in these streets trying to get a Kit Kat. Dunkin' introduces the new Munchkin Bucket.
What is that?
Coming after McDonald's, like Boo Buckets, basically. Mm. It's a spirit Halloween with a Munchkin Bucket filled with donut holes of chocolate and orange sprinkles, and you get a Halloween latte with it for mom and dad, and then you can use it as like a spooktacular bucket.
Okay.
I love it.
I get this now. I went to Dunkin' this morning and there was a sign saying no Munchkin.
Oh.
I thought that, I don't know what I was thinking.
Gen Zers now trust influencers more than who?
More than who?
Their friends even. A poll of Gen Zers said they trust influencers more than their actual friends. 57% said they would buy something based off an influencer suggestion. And then like if a random friend's like, hey, you should go and try this thing. And they're like, nah, I don't trust
you.
See?
What?
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really? No.
Depends who it is, though, right?
Right.
Any influencer
I'll trust
point.
Any of them.
Maybe's like, an Alex Cooper we trust.
If you want to sleep better, stop eating these foods right now.
What?
Anything with processed junk food.
I'll keep it moving.
High fat content, alcohol, anything that's good. Yeah,
okay,
like no partying before bedtime. An airport is banning hugs.
That's fine.
That sounds like my Christian high school.
What?
We were only allowed to side hug.
Shut up.
The opposite gender. No, I'm not kidding.
What? But you could hug. Wait.
What
so
would
you
happen
could
if
hug?
You gave a normal
okay.
hug?
There's a lot wrong here.
Yeah. But you could hug like the same sex gender.
Side hug.
Yeah. Like Hannah and I could hug. Brett, we would have to do a side hug.
Wow. How is your school not canceled?
They probably should be.
We don't have enough time to unpack this right now.
Yeah, that's like a whole different other conversation about how AB was raised in a cult.
Yeah.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show as we get ready to kick off an hour of commercial-free music. In North America, our region drinks more of this than any other place in the world.
I'm going to say Soda Pop.
Soda Pop.
Because of me. I think I really racked that percentage up.
I feel like, all right, I'm going to give you soda, but I feel like, does anyone else have a different soda answer, a specific soda?
Oh, is it a specific soda?
No, it's not. Oh, okay. So soda's wrong.
Got it, okay.
Oh,
but I just
thanks.
Didn't know if I should be like, yeah, it felt like you just took a whole category yourself, and I felt mean for the other people on the show. All right, Kevin, go ahead.
Well, it's not going to be tea, so it's going to be, I'm going to get political and say an Arnold Palmer.
Kevin. Kevin went for that political joke that I don't know if everyone gets, but if you get it, you get it.
Kevin.
Alex.
I'm going to say like a type of a sports drink, like a Gatorade.
Right, okay. Gatorade. See, you
took soda.
I took sports drink? That's anything is a sports drink. So,
a soda is anything
Gatorade
with carbonation.
Or Powerade?
You know?
I feel like that's fair.
Yeah.
I don't really know. Can I just say like milk?
AB is the closest.
Oh, shut up.
Yes, I'm not joking.
I drink a lot of milk.
It's not milk, but AB is the closest. Okay. Knowing that AB drinks a lot of milk and she is the closest, it's not a sport drink. It's not an Arnold Palmer, Mr. Politician
what is
over
close
there.
Close to milk.
314-531.
I think I know.
Guys, let people text in their guesses. 314-531-9898. 718 when we kick off an hour of commercial-free music. Your guesses will be read before anyone else can throw out more guesses, guys, I promise.
Mega Minds! Mega Minds!
All right, we are officially commercial-free for the next hour, and we have the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. North Americans drink more of this than any other region in the world.
All these texts are making me thirsty. Everything sounds so good. Jennifer says milk, so she agrees with AB.
I said AB's was the closest, but it's not milk. Milk is your hint.
Okay, teacher Ashley says milkshakes. Teacher Jen says orange juice. April says orange juice as well. Lots of chocolate milk. Olivia says plant-based milk, so like almond milk.
That's a good guess.
Things like that. Coffee creamer. Meyer family says apple juice.
One person got it correct. Okay. I think it's the teacher. Teacher Suzanne, I think you said, right? Orange juice.
That was Teacher Jen.
Yes. Orange juice. North Americans drink more orange juice
How
than
is that
region.
Close to milk?
When it's you drink it in the morning,
for the morning, right, like, yeah, like a breakfast drink, yeah.
I drink a lot of orange juice.
Yeah, see, there you go. Mm-hmm.
You up our average here.
Yeah,
there you go.
I really do.
You help in keeping the region number one in something.
Thank you. You're welcome, guys. Contribution.
Mega Minds.
Guys. We are going to try to do the impossible. Make Kevin Berghoff more sexy. Find out how we can make Kevin more sexy. I know it's impossible. In 3 minutes on Y98. If you're creeping on Kev, you might have noticed a change on him. He's embracing the gray. Ladies, if you're listening right now, be honest with me. Be 100% honest. Do you think a guy looks better with gray hair, like the Silver Fox, kind of the George Clooney look? The salt and pepper, yeah. 314-531-9898. Women, be honest with Kevin. He needs your advice because he's starting to get the grays.
I am, yes. I mean, and it's about time. You know, when you get a certain age, it does start showing up. But I got a haircut recently, and for the first time, my wife goes, "Oh, that really shows your gray." And I'm like, "Do you like it?" She said nothing.
She didn't say anything.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know if she's a fan. I don't know if she's not a fan.
Are you thinking about dyeing it, though?
I mean, the only reason why I would think
it's weird for guys to dye their hair, right?
I got a lot of grays, and you know, not to age you, Kev, but I'm quite a bit younger.
I appreciate that.
Do you embrace it, Alex, or do you?
Yeah, I think you embrace it for sure.
Okay, hold on. All the guys so far thinking they're going to embrace it. They think the ladies like it. Let's go to the women. Hannah.
I mean...
No, okay, Sarah.
That's exactly how his wife sounded.
Is it terrible to say that it depends? I don't think that's terrible. You know what bothers me more?
Depends on what, though?
It depends.
Is
we're
gray
talking to
beard.
Kevin.
That bothers me more than gray hair on, like, your head.
Okay, so you don't. So it sounds like you don't like the salt and pepper look. You're trying to be political about it, unless you look like George Clooney.
Right.
And, like,
right.
Kevin and George
I
are
mean,
not doppelgangers.
No. Like, what's his name? The guy who plays Derek Shepherd in Grey's Anatomy, Patrick Dempsey. I hate his gray hair.
Okay, he hasn't played him in like 10 years. Give it up. Spoiler alert, he dies off.
Oh my God. Why would you say that? Why would you bring that up?
Maybe.
See, I'm the opposite. I don't mind gray hair at all.
So you think you dig it a little
bit? Yeah, like my dad has gray hair and his beard actually grows in almost white now, but I kind of like it.
I don't know if you want to be considered dad sexy, Kim, but like,
I mean,
I think it's
sexy.
Cute.
She is a dad.
Look, I'm attracted to my dad. Okay, next.
Yeah. I mean, that like seemed like we need to like lock AB up or
no,
something.
No, I just think it's cute.
We're talking. You got like what one gray?
Yeah,
hair
Kevin,
gray
I don't even see
it's
gray. A,
it's my sides. I'm starting to gray on the sides, which I think
see you
is,
every day. I've never noticed.
I think the
man,
gray.
You're not a good
the gray
judge.
On the sides is nice.
It's nice. It's cool because you know you think Doctor Strange gray on the sides, Mr. Fantastic gray on the sides. You know,
I don't know if this is helping your case.
No, I don't know who you're talking
okay,
about.
We need, women, if you're listening right now, give him some advice because I feel like he's going down a rabbit hole. Should Kevin embrace the gray? Is salt and pepper in? 314-531-9898. Hannah said basically no. And then
yeah, I'm going no.
AB said her dad is sexy, so we can't trust these
oh
opinions.
Oh my God.
We can't trust these people anymore. We need your advice. 314-531-9898. We're dancing commercial free on the Brett Maga Show, and we are trying to do the impossible. Figure out if Kevin can become even sexier. I know you're probably in your car thinking, how?
No
this guy
way.
Sexier. Kevin just recently got a haircut, and his wife goes, "Wow, the gray's really showing through." And he's like, "Well, did you like it?" Didn't get a really response from his wife. Hannah really didn't respond. AB said, "My dad looks good with it," so we don't trust. It. We ain't
right.
getting, we can't get an opinion. And guys have always heard. I hear this all the time. Women like the salt and pepper look, but I think that's something that guys tell ourselves so we can be lazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think it's weird if I found out a guy was dyeing his hair.
Yeah.
I would think that's weird, but women do it all the time. Why is it weird for guys?
I think
but
a
I
lot
do think
more
it's
men
weird.
Dye their hair than you think.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
That's true, because they just try to keep it secret.
Real Liberty, your husband, he came to you and said wanted to dye his hair before the wedding?
Yes. 2 weeks before we were married, and we've been married for 26 years, he asked me to help him dye his hair, and I said, "What do you want to dye your hair for? This is the most beautiful auburn color I've ever seen." And he looked at me, pointed to his head, and said, "This is not my real color."
Catfish!
That is the last time he dyed his hair, and his gray hair is not gray. It is white. His whole head is white.
Oh, cool. Like Race Bannon from Johnny Quest.
Do you like it?
When he has a fresh cut, it is so nice.
Aww.
Okay, so you do think he looks sexy. Did you freak out that 2 weeks before your wedding, you found out this man was lying to you about
who
his haircut?
No,
like, who
I'm
even
like,
are you?
I thought maybe it was like salt and pepper, you know, whatever. And it's like, which is fine. But it's like, I was shocked. Yes, I was shocked.
He looks like that guy Kevin said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Johnny Quest.
My 23-year-old son started turning gray at 18.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And he has that wispy style that goes over your head. Right in the front, there's like a 2-inch gray strip that goes across the top of his head.
Wow. I bet you the chicks dig it, man. You know, the chicks dig that gray swoop or whatever.
Anna likes it in her dad, so. Oh, my gosh.
He's now dyeing his hair.
All right, thank you so much for the call. What do people think of the text line?
Oh,
Hannah?
People are very vocal about this. Gray is sexy. Silver Fox is definitely in. They said it's sexy and distinguishing.
Hell yeah, Kev.
Something is a little concerning, though. For professional reasons, if you have gray or salt and pepper colored hair, it makes you look more experienced at your job if you don't.
If you don't?
If I don't?
No, like if you normal hair, you don't look as experienced.
What do you mean normal hair? You mean if it wasn't salt and pepper?
Everybody who has salt and pepper is driving their car off the road.
No,
right
salt
now.
And pepper makes you look more experienced and distinguished.
Yes.
Is what they're saying.
Yes.
I'll translate in hand. I speak it sometimes. Bonita, do you think Kevin would look sexy?
Of course. Gray is sexy and gray is in. All women like gray hair, Hannah.
Wow. I will sit down and take it.
Sit down and take it. And Kevin,
I love you guys. Kevin, you just keep that gray in, baby. You'll look good.
Thanks, Benita.
You
appreciate
keep looking
it.
Sexy, Kevin.
All right.
Thank you so much for the call. Hannah actually doesn't know anything about hair. Because speaking
correct.
Of hair, she just recently got her hair done last week. And there's something we need to address with her, actually.
Oh,
live
boy.
On the air. This is going to get interesting. In 3 minutes, find out what it is. All right. All right, Hannah was just giving Kevin advice on if he should do the salt and pepper look, and then she wasn't really, didn't sound like she was digging it. But Kevin, don't worry, because you shouldn't take Hannah's advice on hair at all. Because I just, I feel like it has to be said on the air. I feel like we have to address this in the room. Hannah has been talking nonstop about her hair since she got it. When did you get it done? Last week?
Last Tuesday.
Would know when you got it done last week, because all she keeps talking about is like, I'm a completely different person. I've been transformed with my hair. I don't even recognize myself. I hate to say this to you, Hannah. It doesn't look any different at all.
I completely disagree with you.
Why? You seem mad at me. Yeah.
Because I don't know how you don't see a difference. I know. Do you look at me?
Hannah, you have blonde hair before you got your hair done. You have blonde hair now.
I do not.
And we posted this. I mean, you do not. Somebody take a picture of Hannah. She has blonde hair.
Yeah, I'm going to side
Thank
on
you,
Team
Kevin.
Brett here. Yeah. That sorry, Hannah. I don't notice a difference from...
Thank you.
I mean, it looks great.
And
but,
I just can't... I honestly love you, but I can't handle hearing, oh my God, I don't even recognize myself every single time you open up your phone.
This is the thing. She's not a brunette. Like, obviously she's blonde.
Yes.
But is it darker than she normally gets?
No.
Yes.
No.
I got the roots.
I got a completely different appointment with my hair girl. And nobody even flame her because she's amazing and she listens to the show and she will come for your neck.
I like you, girl, but you punked Hannah. You literally, it's like
No, you guys just don't know hair.
Oh, your hair is
I got a completely different shade of blonde and it makes it darker. I got a melted shadow root. Stop laughing, guys. I am brunette. I have been changing my emoji to not even be blonde anymore.
AB is brunette.
I use brunette emoji.
Yes, AB is brunette.
AB is brunette.
Right.
Alex, do you notice a difference?
I mean, the roots may be a little darker, but like I would still say you're a blonde.
I did my hair down and curled for the first time this weekend and almost couldn't leave the house because I couldn't, I didn't recognize myself. I had to put it up because I
feel like we're raging here.
Come leave the house.
We have a photo shoot later this week and honestly, I am having a full-on panic about it because I don't want to get the photos back and be like, I don't know her. Is she on the Brett Megan show?
You said
don't
flame your hair, girl, but it sounds like you're flaming your hair, girl.
No, she did a really good job and I don't hate it. It's just different. I'm getting used to it.
You know like that movie with John Travolta and Nicolas Cage with these
face-off?
It's become a different person with her hair. You're using different emojis. Like, who are you?
Right. You know,
changing, guys.
I mean this with all due respect. There's no difference. Can we post the picture? Are we finding a picture?
Yeah, I'm posting it right now.
Baby is finding a picture. We're going to post a picture of before her hair and then after her hair. And then you guys go and vote and see what people did. When I posted this on my own Instagram, 70% of people said they didn't notice a difference.
Well, that's not true, because on the Brett Mega Show Instagram poll that I did earlier, it was different.
That's
so,
because
lies.
You have 12 Instagrams.
Yeah, Hannah likes to vote on 12 different accounts.
Right. Yeah, nobody believes. Don't vote. Hannah's not allowed to vote. Go on her Instagram right now, Brett Mega Show, and vote to see if Hannah's hair looks any different whatsoever. I am so curious. And is this a dude thing? Is it us guys not noticing the difference between Hannah's hair? Please tell us, because I don't see it. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Well, we're not going to be talking about my hair anymore, that's for sure.
Because it's no longer breaking news.
Yes.
It looks exactly the same.
But for real, in the Hollywood hashtag, prosecutors have been working on the case of Liam Payne, and they're digging into something new. I'll explain what it is in 3 minutes.
All right, we are commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. And then Hannah wrote me something yesterday. She said, hey, like, even writing this out right now, my nerves are shaking. Something happened to her yesterday or Saturday?
Saturday.
Saturday. Saturday. Or then she wrote me an email about that situation, what happened to her. She said, I'm shaking and I'm still scared as I write this out to you, Brett. Find out what she was talking about in 5 minutes. But first, all the entertainment news.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
So we're still so fresh in processing the death of One Direction star Liam Payne. And unfortunately, this is just a time where we're seeing news stories like every couple hours with more details and more news about his passing. So what we know for sure right now is that Liam Payne fell from the third story of his hotel room. He was by himself, and he was known to the hotel to be under the influence and having an episode of some kind. That's what we know for sure. But people are looking into things, and prosecutors and the police are still looking into so many details because it was a death, and that's what happens. And the latest update is that prosecutors are investigating that an employee of the hotel might have been the one to give Liam the drugs before his fatal fall to his death.
No.
So once again, Brett and I have been saying this from the beginning. It's almost giving Matthew Perry vibes. Yeah. That's kind of weird. So that was a rumor, and police are investigating that. A statement from the prosecutor's office states that investigators are looking into Payne's incident as a suspicious death, and an indictment may follow for this hotel employee.
Good. I mean, nothing's going to, I feel like it's such a hard battle to stop the cycle of mental illness and then drugs or anything like that. But coming down on some of these drug dealers who are secretly working behind the scenes, especially probably these upper scale hotels that are working with celebrities that are checking in, and they're all these yes men, come after those guys, because it shouldn't be a world where it's so easy for everyone to get drugs, and it takes one step at a time, and it takes public acknowledgement of, hey, we got somebody who gave a celebrity a drug that led to their death.
Yeah, I feel like we have a long road ahead of this, so I'll keep you guys updated as we figure out more information. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
So Hannah wrote me an email this weekend about a scary situation that happened to her. She even, like, wrote an email. As I'm writing this, my hand is shaking. I'm still shaken up by this incident. And so we'll share with you right after this song, which is, like, the perfect song, Jelly Roll, when she didn't feel okay.
I am not
almost like the perfect song to play when we're going to talk about how Hannah didn't feel okay. I want to ask other women, because I actually had a conversation with Hannah and said, I think this is such a powerful story that's so relatable. And she's like, relatable. I hope this hasn't happened to other women. And unfortunately, I do think it does. Have you ever been in a situation where you felt uncomfortable, unsafe? You felt like someone was following you. You felt like threatened. Has this ever happened to you? Because as guys, it's never happened to me, Kevin.
No.
Never,
no.
Alex?
No.
It doesn't happen to guys like it happens to women. Where were you where you didn't feel safe? 314-531-9898. Something scary happened to Hannah.
Yeah, so this weekend I went to a mall by myself. I was in the market for a new winter coat, and I was in the store, and I was taking a selfie in this mirror by the dressing room, and all of a sudden I realized that a pair of two men were staring at me, like, directly in the eye. And at first I was just like, okay. Well, then the men were going between the dressing room, like where I was standing, and the women's section. And they kept, like, hopping back and forth, but they weren't grabbing any more items, and they just kept staring at me. So I was like, okay, this is a little weird. So then I went back to the women's section, kept shopping, and I noticed that the men were coming closer and closer, and that they would go between from looking at their phones and texting to back up at me. And, like, I instantly, as a woman, you have an intuition when you know something is wrong.
Interesting, because when I hear you telling this story, I don't know if I become suspicious. I don't even know if I'm paying attention. They're looking at their phones or just behind me. You, as a woman, have your head, like, on a swivel and are noticing what these guys are doing behind you, and you notice this suspicious behavior.
Yeah, I mean,
wow.
Honestly, I'm, like, still upset with myself, because I knew it was a danger to go to the mall by myself as a woman. I knew
really?
It.
Wow.
I knew going into it, I'm like, I am exposing myself to danger being in a public place like this alone. So anyway, I noticed that these two men were coming closer, kind of circling me, being really weird. Well, then, sure enough, two more men came and were with the other group. So now there's four men that are all together, all on their phones, circling around the women's section by me, all coming closer. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is getting really bad. So then I had to make the conscious decision of, do I address this myself? And as these men are coming, like, closer to contacting me and staring at me, do I just be like, why are you looking at me? And say it, like, bluntly and confidently and loudly enough that someone else can hopefully hear it and recognize that I feel uncomfortable.
This is what's going through your head at that time.
That's what was going through my head, but I made the decision not to do it. Something inside of me was saying, I need help from a bigger power than just my own voice, because I feel this scared and that uncomfortable. So then I went up to the cash register and I walked up there. I set my, like, an item down, and I looked directly in the worker's eyes and I said, I am okay, but I feel as if I'm being followed. I'm very scared. I'm very uncomfortable. Can you please call security, because I feel like something bad's going to happen to me? And I pay my evermost respects to the workers at the Columbia store. because they all, and keep in mind, the worker I addressed was a male as well. So I had to just put my faith that he was going to be a good person,
so
and he was.
That even made you nervous going to another male because a male is following you. You would have felt more comfortable going to a woman?
Yeah, I would have, honestly. Wow. Like, okay. I was looking, like, in my soul and, like, around me, I was, like, praying for a woman to, like, feel my uncomfort to help me. But the male worker did help me, and he snapped into gear. He went to go call security. Another worker stepped into place. All the workers then knew the situation. They knew. They saw the four men. The four men, once they saw that I was at the cash register, they came up to the cash register, too, and were, like, circling around me then. So I was like, oh, my gosh, they're still following me even up here. Like, even when I'm trying to help, they're still not going away. So then security came. And once security came, the four men left the store. So I'm sure they felt like, okay, here we go. So they left the store. Security walked me out of to my car. Ultimately, I was okay. But mentally, I cannot get the image of these four men out of my head. And I can't, like, really let go of the fact that something bad could have happened to me. And
just for going to a mall.
Yeah. Just for going to a mall. And honestly, like I mentioned before in the break, like I knew it was dangerous to go to the mall by myself, but I did it anyway. The reason I did it is because I thought, okay, I'm self-aware. Like I know it's dangerous, so I'm going to be aware of my surroundings. I'm going to be looking around. I'm not going to be like my head in my phone. I'm going to be like seeing if there's danger anywhere. I'm going to be looking out for signs. So I thought that was enough, but it wasn't enough because I left feeling terrified. And I'm like traumatized and I've been having nightmares all weekend because I can't believe that happened.
I mean, you definitely did the right thing because the fact that security came and they immediately left means like they were trying to plan something.
Yeah, because if security comes, they'd be like, what? Oh, yeah. What even?
Most people would stick around and be like, oh, what's going on? But like they knew they looked suspicious. Yeah.
And that just like really doesn't sit well with me. And like, not only was it like the eye contact, it was like the fact that they all were on their phone. So I'm just thinking the whole time, are they planning something? Like, even if they get me, like, what?
And security walks you to your car, but you're probably nervous to drive home because, like, what if they watch that and then they know you're alone at a stoplight or know you're alone at home or could follow you home?
Yeah, and then I had to make the decision of, like, do I call, like, my mom and tell her that this happened? Like, I don't want to, like, scare the life out of her and like ruin her day. Like I feel like she'll want me to like stay at home forever. So I had to like, it was just scary. I'm like head on the swivel still all the time, forever and always, like as a woman. So it was incredibly unsettling for me.
Is this true for you as a woman? Do you feel like you have to think about going to a mall because you're alone? Like, oh, but I can't go. I got to have a buddy system to go shopping. Have you ever had an incident where you felt like you were in danger? How did you handle the situation? Did you do it similar to Hannah and call for security? 314-531-9898. You can see like the tears in Hannah's eyes, so she doesn't feel as alone. Has this ever happened to you? We want to hear your calls. No idea what it feels like to be a woman. And some of the stuff that Hannah said just on the radio a second ago really stood out to me, that she felt like as a woman, she had to have a conversation in her head saying, is it safe for me to go to the mall by myself
to go shopping?
Like that is something that women have to consider. Have you ever had an incident where you felt like, something felt uncomfortable to you? You felt like you were fouled. You felt scared. So Hannah could feel less alone. I saw like her tears, like, develop in Hannah's eyes as that she was at the mall this past weekend and four guys followed her around the stores, so much so that she had to call security. Did you ever have to experience anything like this? 314-531-9898. Aaron, you teach Taekwondo because this is such a common occurrence for women?
I don't teach it, but I took it for quite a while. I'm a second degree black belt.
Wow.
That's serious.
And so you did this for this specific reason, for self-defense as a woman?
Yeah, initially I did it because my kids were doing it. And I will say, you feel really large and awkward and uncoordinated and unqualified to even be out on the mat. But then once you get going, you learn things. And, you know, part of our training to test for first degree was three-on-one self-defense. So I had three men coming at me with chokes and headlocks, and I had to know how to get out and fight them off. And the minute you get out, another one grabs you, and you do this for a full minute, and it puts you kind of, like, you're not pretending anymore. It puts you into fight or flight, But, you know, I don't pretend that I could take down four attackers, you know, and walk away like the champ, but I do feel confident that I could make it difficult enough for them that they're going to bail and they're going to find someone easier.
Again, this is something I would never have to do as a guy. I would never have to, like, if I look Taekwondo, I would think of like Karate Kid. Mm-hmm. You guys are literally learning how to be attacked.
Yeah, that almost just like makes me angry. Like, I would be upset to take a class like that, that I would ever even have to imagine in my worst nightmares that that could happen.
I had a friend in class with me who had been choked in the past, and when we started going through chokes and headlocks, she was in panic attacks for weeks.
Well, thank you.
But she got through that. You know, she felt more powerful. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all about how you carry yourself and how you feel and your confidence. And I mean, we do knife and gun defense, so if they have a gun, that's not a game changer. You can still get out of that.
Wow.
So just, yes, take a class. It'll make you feel very different.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
for doing that, teaching people and building that confidence. Hannah, you said there's a lot of text messages of women that can relate.
Yeah, I have goosebumps right now just because of how many women, unfortunately, have been through the same situation. One of them says, the same thing happened to me at a Target. I went and got a sales associate and told them I didn't feel safe. They walked me out to my car and they noticed that they were being followed too. I went to the baby section, makeup, women's section, everywhere. They were right next to me. And then when I eventually left, they scrambled and left too.
Wow.
And that's what's funny. So whoever texted this in, that's funny that you say that, because I kept trying to go like only to the women's section.
Yeah.
Because why would four men who obviously aren't shopping like for women's stuff be in the women's section all together at the same time, circling the same rack that I am? Like, I was like, okay, maybe if I keep staying by the dressing room, they'll go in there and that's fine. But the fact that they kept coming to where I was really left me unsettled. And I hate to hear that other people are going through the same situation.
There's more phone calls coming in. So 314-531-9898. We want to get to your stories. If you've ever felt frightened or scared, these are stories that can help you learn from these situations so you can keep your head on a swivel. Or just you want to share your story. We're here because you're not alone. 314-531-9898. Still commercial free, and I am sickened by how many phone calls and text messages we are receiving right now. And also, like, almost want to apologize as a guy. Like, we're so naive to this, like, world that Hannah has experienced. So this past Saturday, she was at a mall, and four guys were following her around the mall, so much so that she had to call security to walk her out to her car. Like, guys, we just think, like, anyone can go shopping. It's like, we're so naive to this.
Yeah, I mean, immediately when Hannah was telling the story, I'm like, oh, I bet you it's going to turn out these were fans of the show, and they wanted to come up to her and approach her, but no, not at all. And you're just like, you're disgusted. You can't believe that this goes on.
And we appreciate everyone who's calling in. We're trying to get to all these stories and all these people that are texting in, because Hannah was like, I told Hannah when she wrote this to me in an email, like, oh my God, this happened to me, and her hands were shaking as she wrote it. I go, this is relatable. She goes, relatable? And I go, yeah, I think it happens to lots of women. And how many text messages, Hannah?
Oh my gosh, we have so many text messages. This is something, Brett, like, I wish you were really wrong on this, but you said, you're like, yeah, this is relatable, and I didn't believe you, but holy cow, there is. There's lots of texts about gas stations specifically. One texter says, I have a fear of going to the gas station alone. A few months ago, I was pumping gas. Someone pulled up next to me. I had intuition that something was wrong. Sure enough, it was. They tried getting in the back of my car.
What?
I ran inside, and when I came out, my window was busted and all my stuff was gone.
What?
Wow. Ever since then, I won't go to a gas station by myself.
I went to gas station at 5 o'clock this morning as a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think about it.
I never
second.
Feel safe at a gas
station. Yeah, something like that happened to Annie, actually, like 2 weeks ago, where she was pumping gas and somebody approached her. And like, she immediately got in the car and just drove away without even like finishing pumping gas. But now she's like, you got to fill my gas up for me because like, I'm afraid to go to the gas station.
Wow. Let's go to Christine, who Christine, you work in retail. And so you say this happens all the time. You notice this, huh?
Yes, I've worked in the mall before in mostly a female store. And I've worked in an individual store that mostly it is females that come into the store. But as a cashier, we're a lot of moms and grandmas. So we are always aware of who's coming in and out. And you can always tell someone that just doesn't fit. And there have been occasions where we've told people, there's someone in here we're watching right now. Why don't you just stay right here by me?
Oh, wow. Like, you guys
notice it. A little bit. Oh, my gosh, yes. it's so more prevalent than I think people realize, which is really scary.
Yeah.
Because I have daughters that go out by themselves.
Yeah.
And
I just didn't think, I guess when you think of it as from our perspective, we think like parking garages and, and gas stations late at night and stuff like that. I don't think of malls and Targets.
I mean, it was a sunny Saturday at like noon.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Bad is at any time of day.
Wow.
Yeah. It is
because you want to be able to enjoy things with your kids and, oh my gosh, we're looking for something. But then all of a sudden, something's not quite right. And people do follow people and video. It's really frightening. And we have kicked people out. People have been arrested because of it.
Well, thank you so much for sharing and keeping people safe and being aware of your surroundings, too, when you're just a retail worker and stuff like that. So thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
Yep. You too.
This is something I only thought happened in the movies. Ebony, you were fouled while driving.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so I'm actually a server. I work night shift. And I was driving, and I noticed this car sitting on an empty parking lot, and they peeled out, right behind me all of a sudden. And I was like, okay, no big deal. And I continue to drive home, and they just keep getting closer, and they're following my same route.
Aww.
And so I call my husband, and I'm like, I know you're sleeping, but you got to wake up because someone's following me. And I, for a split second, I don't think he 100% understood what I was talking about.
Yeah.
And so I ducked off through the neighborhood. I started taking weird ways, and this car still kept following me. And so all of a sudden I just made a really crazy turn, and I sped off, and I shouldn't have been speeding, but I had to get away from this person.
We're not the cops.
No,
you don't have to.
I understand. Yeah.
Shouldn't have been speeding.
Yeah. You're our fair share of illegal things on the front of the show.
But I completely sped off and ditched that person. And when I got home, I parked my car, turned off all the lights in my house, and it's watching from the window. And that person was slowly driving through the neighborhood, looking for my car.
Wow.
Oh, this makes sense.
And look at you to lose them, Fast and Furious. Look at you.
I was shocked that I was able to lose them because, we were the only two cars in the neighborhood, but it was just so scary. I hated everything about that.
Well, thank you so much for sharing, and I'm sorry that happened to you.
Yeah. So sorry. That is terrifying.
No, and I'm sorry, Hannah. That's terrible.
Mm. And if we need a getaway driver, we know
who
to call.
Yeah, I'm calling you.
That's right. Give me a call.
No. Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, we're still knocking the Monday out of your Monday with a commercial freestyle on the Brett Maga Show. Let's see what's trending. If you were busy this weekend and doing a bunch of stuff, you're like, I don't know what people are talking about. I'll read some headlines that are trending, and Hannah will either tell me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. We'll cover everything over the next 2 minutes. How a Chick-fil-A employee helped a man with his dying wish.
Of course this happened because it's Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, step it up, man. Those guys can do everything at the drive-thru, including help a man with his dying wish. So this guy found out this guy had terminal cancer, and he had been to every single state capital except for Juneau, Alaska, and that was his bucket list. So what did this Chick-fil-A employee do? He went to Juneau, Alaska for him, took the couple's wedding photo from 52 years ago, and then went to all these different locations and then took pictures with it and then made a scrapbook for this guy who would just go to Chick-fil-A on a regular basis.
That's so sweet. But why didn't the old man get an invite?
Because he was dying of terminal cancer.
Oh, could go, Hannah. Keep it moving. Next. I feel awful.
It's laughing at herself. These five states have produced the most serial killers.
Keep it moving. We already have enough killing going on in today's show.
Okay. Disney releases a new Skip the Line pass, but it's Disney, so it's pricey.
You know what? Keep it moving. I have a real problem with Disney and their line stuff and everything. I loved when I went to Disney, but I didn't realize I would have to take out 3 loans, and Disney's already hiking up their prices. We covered that last week. I'm pissed. Keep it moving.
Okay, got it. UPS has announced when you can... the U.S. Post Office announced when's the last possible day you can mail Christmas presents this year.
Ooh, when?
This is your drop dead date. If you're doing ground and you want to mail something or a Christmas card, December 18th will be the last time you can mail something. Just regular ground mail.
Really? Really?
Yeah, December 19th, you'll have to, like, priority, and you could do, like, December 21st is, like, the last one, like, expert mail.
Kind Amazon could get it quicker than that.
Pringles is ditching the can.
What?
Yes.
No, I won't eat it if it's not in the can.
All right. Well, the new chips is Pringles Mingles. It's a packaged bag of Pringles. And then, so no, I know, it's like blows your mind,
that
right?
That makes my skin crawl, that's actually. Wrong, that actually yeah. probably irritates me the most today.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Thanks for spending this hour commercial free with us on the Brett Mega Show. If you listen for that hour, it's really easy. You can do it every single day, actually. You instantly qualify for $5,000 just for listening on the Odyssey app to Y98. It's fallen to 5K, so just hang out with us while we're commercial free every single day. This weekend was a big weekend for my family because it was Fall Day.
Yes!
You know what a fall day is? Is my wife and I started this tradition. We were 7 years long distance, and so we would just think about like what it would be like to like actually be able to do holiday traditions and just be like able to go to a pumpkin patch. And so we created something called Fall Day. This is way before we even had kids, and now I have two kids that get to experience Fall Day, and it's so cute because my son, who's three, just kept telling my one-year-old, "This is how Fall Day works. I make the homemade chili with mom," and he does. He does the homemade recipe with her, and he does step by step with her. We go into Starbucks and get Fall in a Cup, and I embarrass the hell out of my family. But Fall in a Cup is on the secret menu.
Mm-hmm.
And what we end up doing is I order something off the secret menu, and they always get so annoyed. And this time when I did it, the lady like got mad at me and was annoyed. And one of the ladies over there goes, "Well, he's just being cute." And so I ordered the Fall in a Cup, and are you laughing because Hannah wasn't paying attention to me?
Yes.
No, I am.
You were. I thought Kevin was laughing at you. I literally looked right at you, and you were paying attention.
Yes, I am. You were talking about the Starbucks worker and how the other one said, no, he's being cute.
Kevin's laughing. Mm-hmm.
Like Starbucks, they don't pay attention to you.
No, I was paying attention.
It's not even a real order.
Right. It is a real order. And so I pissed off the Starbucks lady this year. My three-year-old is what saved me. Anyways, the end of that story. And then we went and did Fall Day, and it was awesome, Hannah.
I've been invested this whole time. I was the first person to text you about Fall Day. I've been waiting for an update. You damn it. Don't call me out. I'm listening.
Kevin, look at Kevin. It's in his face. All right, Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Jeez, now I'm all thrown off my game. But Taylor Swift has always had so many awards, accolades, and honors. But the one that she got this weekend might just top it all. I'll share what it is at 8:35.
Mmm, it's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Something that's clear as day is that Taylor Swift is a big deal. We talk about her daily on this show. I feel like daily on the hashtag. Her influence and her impact is just insane. And we've tossed around how she just might be one of the best of all time. Like, I'm talking Michael Jackson vibes, Elvis vibes. We've always talked, like, yeah. We've talked about it. Well, this weekend, Beatles star Ringo Starr agrees so. He said in a recent interview that he believes that Taylor Swift is the closest thing to Beatlemania. And he continued to sing her praises by saying that Taylor Swift just pulls him in and how he thinks she's just amazing.
I wasn't around, obviously, for Beatlemania, but I don't think we've seen anything like this before. I don't know what it was like for that, but the way she sells out arenas, the way she's talked about, we didn't have social media that at this level, but I don't know if we've ever seen a star with globally with this type of impact that Taylor Swift has.
Yeah, I mean, I feel the same as you, Brett. Like, I feel like, you know, the grass is always greener on the other side. So I wasn't around for Elvis. I wasn't really around for the Beatles. So hearing about it always seems so big. So to hear it from Ringo Starr himself, a Beatle, that makes it like true. That makes it being like, okay, look, I was a Beatle. This is huge. Like, this is big. Ringo did shout out like other stars like Madonna, but kind of in like a rude way. Kind of was like, yeah, Madonna was cool for a bit, but now Taylor Swift, she's it. She's the one pulling them in. I mean, is how I took it in from
like
the interview.
Longevity wise, like it's crazy to think that like Taylor's in her like mid 30s and has had the longevity that she's had, but it's true. Like,
longer than the Beatles, almost double their time.
Yeah,
as
that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's really crazy. To put it into that perspective.
It's nuts.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right. Let's see if you can get the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. This past weekend, I'm sure there was a lot of first dates that happened. This is the last thing a man wants to do on a first date.
Ugh, I hate to say this answer because I completely hate it, but I'm going to say dance.
Oh, that's
a good one.
Brett Mega, you're the reason I'm saying this answer because you hate dancing. We could never date.
Would you want to be asked on a first date and say, well, I'm married, by the way. But would you want to go on a first date when they say, hey, let's go dancing?
Yes.
All right. Kevin?
I was going to say go shopping.
Go shopping. Hey, what do you want to do on a first date? Go shopping.
You paying?
I'm going to say meet the parents.
Meet the parents. Ooh. These are good answers, guys.
I'm going to say go to a movie because, like, you can't talk at all.
What? That's every guy's idea. Yeah, Netflix and chill, baby. But, like, does anyone really like that? I feel like that's a middle school, like, first date.
I feel like that is the most common first date, AB, who is the single one on the show. And that was the farthest from the truth. Somebody got it correct. It's not just go to a movie. This is the last thing a guy wants to do. They don't just want to sit and talk the entire time. Big surprise, AB. Is it dancing? Is it meet the parents? Is it go shopping? I'll tell you who got it right at 8:48.
Mega Minds. Mega Minds.
All right, the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. I told you someone in the room got it right. This is the last thing a man wants to do on a first date. It does not go to a movie, AB. Dinner and a movie is the classic. Guys will love going to a movie. Alex, your guess was?
I said meet the parents.
Meet the parents. Kevin?
I said go shopping.
Hannah?
I said go dancing.
What the correct answer, Hannah?
Yeah. Really? Wow.
Go dancing. No guy wants to go dancing on the first date.
I'm actually super disappointed in that answer. Men, go dancing. Maybe you'll land more dates. Yeah.
Be more open to, like, that.
Have some rhythm?
Yeah. Come on.
Brett's like, no.
I'm the world's worst dancer. Like,
what are you doing?
If the date started with dancing, it would just be over immediately. Like, oh, we're going dancing? See ya.
Mega Minds.
Hopefully, you're on your game, Hannah, because we're going to play Family Feud.
Oh, boy.
The team will all work together, see if they can clear the board. A little game of Family Feud on the Brett Mega Show coming up in 3 minutes. All right, let's play a little Family Feud on the Brett Mega Show where we'll go around the room and try to clear the board, Family Feud style. And so we'll have the top 10 answers on the board. We'll all work together as a team, just like Family Feud. You get to actually answer the questions one at a time, and then we get three X's, okay? So according to a recent study, these are the top 10 scary movie villains, okay? Top 10 scary movie villains.
Oh, no.
Okay. So we'll start with Hannah.
Okay. I'm going to say the only one I know, Michael Myers.
Michael Myers is on the board at number 5. Michael Myers.
5?
Yes.
I'm going to go Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger on the board at number 8.
Okay. Good job.
I'm going to say Jason Voorhees.
Jason is on the board at number 9. All right. No misses so far in the first.
Friday the 13th.
Oh.
The guy with the mask.
AB. Does the clown in It have a name?
Yes.
He does.
Damn it, I was going to say him.
And I will give you it just the clown is It. His name is Pennywise, and that is number 10.
Okay. Yeah. Hey.
So first round, everyone, no X's so far. Great job. But 1, 2, 3, and 4 still up for grabs, so you guys should got this.
Okay, what about the guy that wears the Scream mask?
Ghostface is number 7.
Okay.
Boom. Correct.
How about the girl from The Ring?
She is not on there. X.
Alex.
This comes from Alex.
Sorry, team.
How about Hannibal Lecter?
Hannibal Lecter is number 2.
Nice, Kev.
All right, goes to you.
What is that from?
Silence of the Lambs.
And Clarice. Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, and Red Dragon. Yeah.
I literally can't think of anything. The first thing that came to my mind was The Grinch, unfortunately.
The Grinch.
AB!
What do you think of scary movies?
I literally thought of The Grinch.
You think of The Grinch? What do you think of scary movies? Those villains. He grows a heart, AB. No, that's
I'm disgusted with your answer.
All right. Two X's after two rounds. We have 1, 3, 4, and 6 available. 4 more to clear the board. Only 1X available. You guys have not gotten 1. 1 is really hard. I feel like I cannot believe 1 is 1. But it was the most popular answer. Hannah, goes to you. When you think of scary movie villains, who do you think of?
Villains. We did Michael Myers. We did Jason.
Can I give Hannah a hint?
Go for it.
Let's maybe we need to start thinking old school.
It is old school. All
the
these
hell does they help us for me?
All of these are old school. Old
you know,
school.
like some of the like the top four. Good evening. I'm here
that
to tell
like
you.
Gru from Despicable Me.
Frankenstein.
It's Gru. Yeah. Yes. I'm talking about Frankenstein.
Okay, Frankenstein.
Monster.
Frankenstein is correct.
Oh! I should have saved that for myself.
I know. I don't know why you got. Okay. But it all comes down to this.
Like, Gru is not a villain.
I don't know.
All right. So after Kevin's hint. Okay. That's the last hint, Kevin. Okay. I've been very.
You've been very kind. Mr. Harvey.
This is tough.
Top villains. One. Top four villain? And six. Yeah, these are bad guys, villains from scary movies.
Oh, villains?
Is
the
Joker on the list.
Joker is not. Alex did the second X. But you can't have somebody save you. Just like in Family Feud, you guys would get the win if this person can get it.
I think I'll speak for everybody when we say Kev.
Kevin. Yes. All right.
Kevin.
Dracula.
The number one answer is Dracula. They get it.
Count Dracula, my guy.
That's right.
Dracula is number one. Hannibal, two. Frankenstein, three. Number four, who you didn't get, which is a hard one. Norman Bates from Psycho.
Oh, good one.
Five, Michael Myers. Six was Candyman.
Who was that?
Candyman's the only other one you didn't
get. I guess
get.
I don't want to figure out who he is. But.
Yeah, you don't. But you guys got the win. Congratulations on the win, guys.
Well done.